flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Joe this morning. That's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Let's jump right into this. What is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is I got a second job as a side hustle.
Okay. Is there more to it?
Yeah, what is the secret part of that?
Why is that a secret?
The secret part of it is that I work for my ex's father.
So you got a part-time job at the company that your
ex's father owns.
Okay.
Does your ex work there?
Yes, and she works there.
And are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Got it.
So am I guessing that that's who you're keeping it a secret from is your current girlfriend?
I'm taking it to my grave.
What now? Okay, now why is this? Well, I'm guessing they just, but is it? Do they
I'm
not
sure
get along?
She wouldn't be crazy about the idea of him spending time with his ex girlfriend.
It's going to be a whole thing if it comes out.
Okay, so why choose to work at this place for just extra money? There's got to be other jobs.
I had an in, and he got, you know, I just met him out, and he's like, "Hey, come work for me," and I was like, "You know what? Let's do it."
Where does your girlfriend think you are when you are working for your ex's dad?
At the gym.
At the gym.
At the gym. Okay.
And is there something specific you need extra money for?
No, just to have extra money just to buy things.
Okay, so again, this is the dirty little secret where your dirty little secret is that you picked up a second job that's a, you know, side hustle. But you're working at your ex-girlfriend's father's company with your ex-girlfriend, it seems like, and your current girlfriend would lose her mind if she found out. Okay, so what is the reason why they don't like each other or your current girlfriend doesn't like her?
A lot of stuff from Facebook when it all kind of blew up. She went on the internet and kind of ran her mouth and made it a whole thing.
And she ran her mouth about you or about your girlfriend?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there was some overlap, I guess, at the end of the one relationship and the beginning of the one I'm currently in.
Oh, you were dating both at the same time?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so that answers that. To go back to something that Katie said, and again, we try to be judgment-free here. The fact that there are literally thousands of jobs out there that are not careers, so they are probably easier to get. And you picked this one because you quote-unquote had an in. I'm not buying that completely. I think there's part of you that wanted to be around your ex again, at least a little bit.
Maybe a little, but it's really more about the money. To make the same money, if I had to work at another place, it'd be like a full-time job.
See, unless you're making so much more money, is this worth it?
It doesn't seem like it would be. How serious is your relationship with your girlfriend?
We're talking about moving in.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
I get that it's easy money, but it just seems like...
It'd be one thing if it was like a career.
Right.
If it was like, look, I know I'm a lawyer and it's her dad's firm, but I can start at, I don't know, partner.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be one thing if it was that, but if it's like...
How would you feel if your girlfriend took a job where she was hanging around her ex-boyfriend all the time?
Oh, I'd be fine with it.
Oh.
But she's not fine with it. I mean, it sounds like you're going to do whatever you want anyway, so... Yeah.
And how long do you plan on doing this? How long do you plan on keeping this a secret?
The way it's going, it could turn into my full-time gig, and then I'm really in trouble.
Well, that's a decision. It's not like you're an indentured servant. Like,
right.
That you could decide to make that a full-time gig. Do you have a full-time job right now?
Yes.
You do, and you don't like it?
Who really likes their job?
I mean, Katie and I do.
I like my job.
But, okay. Well, listen, it's judgment-free zone. It does seem like you're doing things and you're either lying to yourself or you're lying to us about why you're doing them, but...
I don't necessarily think that. I think that he just doesn't care.
Well, which is worse?
Well, I'm pretty sure when this all comes to a head, I can get out of it.
Okay. I love the confidence.
Yes.
It's the dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.